Today's big ruling. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that former President Donald Trump should appear on the ballot in Colorado, a decision with nationwide implications that follows months of debate over whether the frontrunner for the GOP presidential nomination violated the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist clause because of his role in the January 6, 2021 riot. More on the ruling. The court was unanimous on the idea Trump could not be unilaterally removed from the ballot, but justices were divided on how broadly the decision would sweep. A 5-4 majority said no state could dump a federal candidate off any ballot, but four justices asserted that the court should have limited its opinion. Trump victory. The opinion is a massive victory for Trump, vanquishing one of the many legal threats that have both plagued and animated his 2024 campaign against President Joe Biden. The decision came one day before Colorado's primary on Super Tuesday. Trump called the ruling a win for the country. House Speaker Mike Johnson praised the Supreme Court unanimous ruling that former President Donald Trump should appear on the ballot in Colorado, saying the decision affirmed what we all knew. Johnson accused the Colorado Supreme Court of engaging in a purely partisan attack against former President Donald Trump and warned other states to take notice. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed what we all knew. The Colorado Supreme Court engaged in a purely partisan attack against the frontrunner for the Republican presidential primary, Johnson posted on X. States engaging in the same activist, undemocratic behaviors should take notice and leave it to the American people to decide who will be president, he said. Monday's Supreme Court opinion doesn't directly address whether former President Donald Trump's actions on January 6, 2021, qualified him as an insurrectionist, skirting an issue that the courts in Colorado had wrestled with. The unsigned opinion noted that lower courts in Colorado found Trump's remarks before the attack on the U.S. Capitol qualified as engaging in an insurrection within the meaning of the Constitution. But the U.S. Supreme Court's opinion didn't return to that judgment. That tracks with what experts predicted would happen, that the justices would seek to decide the Trump ballot case in a narrow way without delving into Trump's actions. Using the 14th Amendment to derail Donald Trump's candidacy has always been seen as a legal long shot, but gained significant momentum with a win in Colorado's top court in December on its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Since that decision, Trump was also removed from the ballot in Maine and Illinois. Courts and legal groups had for months debated the meaning of the post-Civil War provision at the center of the case, language that prohibits certain officials who took an oath to support the Constitution and then engaged in insurrection from serving in office again. The key provision, known as Section 3, was originally intended to keep former Confederates from reclaiming power. But there was considerable uncertainty about the ban's meaning and how it should be applied. Several conservative and liberal justices raised fundamental questions during the February 8th arguments about the fairness of Colorado effectively answering those questions for the rest of the nation. Similar 14th Amendment challenges against Trump were rejected, all on procedural grounds, in Minnesota, Michigan, Massachusetts, and Oregon. But in Colorado, a series of decisions by state courts led to a case that Trump ultimately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court in January. A 5-member majority from the court said in Monday's ruling that Congress would need to pass an enforcement mechanism before states could remove federal candidates from the ballot based on the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. For members of the court, the three liberals, plus Justice Amy Coney Barrett, disagreed. The all-conservative majority said this about their colleagues. They object only to our taking into account the distinctive way Section 3 works and the fact that Section 5 vests in Congress the power to enforce it. That 5-member majority said the U.S. Constitution gave Congress the power to decide how those determinations should be made. The relevant provision is Section 5, which enables Congress, subject of course to judicial review, to pass appropriate legislation to enforce the 14th Amendment. Some more context. This finding from the majority revolves around whether the insurrectionist ban is self-executing, which would mean that its ratification in 1868 is enough for election officials or courts to enforce it against Trump or any other candidate. Historically, that is what happened to thousands of Confederates during Reconstruction, according to testimony at the Colorado disqualification trial from a leading constitutional scholar. Trump argued that the Colorado courts got it wrong when they concluded that Congress doesn't need to pass a resolution disqualifying him from office for the ban to be enforced against him. One of the dissenting Colorado justices embraced Trump's theory that the provision isn't self-executing, citing a ruling from the 1869 Griffin's case, which Trump heavily leaned on in his Supreme Court appeal. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said she was disappointed by the U.S. Supreme Court's decision, stripping states of the authority to enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Posting to social media after the ruling to keep Donald Trump on the Colorado ballot was handed down, Griswold wrote, "Colorado should be able to bar oath-breaking insurrections from our ballot." Former President Donald Trump welcomed the Supreme Court's ruling to keep him on the Colorado ballot, issuing a brief statement on social media. Trump is expected to give remarks shortly at Mar-a-Lago in response to the decision, a source familiar tells CNN. His campaign is already fundraising off of the decision. Less than an hour after the court handed down its ruling, the Trump campaign blasted out a fundraising text to supporters alerting them of the decision and criticizing the unhinged Democrat plan to erase my name. "Democrats are still pushing endless witch hunts against me. They still want to find me, arrest me, and stop me from running," the appeal claimed, while asking the former president's supporters to donate to his cause. Super Tuesday is tomorrow. Before the day is over, I'm calling on every single patriot reading this message to chip in. Soon, Mr. Trump will speak about the Supreme Court of the United States ruling.